Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for June 10th, 2017. And I hope you are all still getting a buzz off yesterday's full moon in Sagittarius, which went into Capricorn today and is conjuncting Pluto in Capricorn tomorrow. So for those who are open to the new paradigm of quantum field astrology, psychology, let's just say that the cosmic weather is rather intense this weekend, with a grand trine in fire signs and the full moon effect amplifying the deep space energies of Capricorn that has a powerful authoritarian effect on our prevailing awareness. And by that I mean we may have tendencies to be bossy or speak with great authority or cuss and discuss the power trips of powerful people in the news who are also affected by this strong Capricorn energy. So whether you do or whether you don't pay attention to the cosmic weather that affects us all, keep in mind that the three wise men were no dummies. They found the Christ child using astrology and a profound intuition and connection with that Christ presence on the earth. And this was 2,000 years ago at the beginning of the Piscean Age. 2,000 years later, we're on the cusp of the Aquarian Age. And that's a big shift from the agricultural age to the industrial age and now to the age of the internet and quantum science. 2,000 years ago, a human example of personal Christhood set the matrix for all devotees of the Golden Rule. And 2,000 years later, family of mankind is now connected with instant everywhere and interactive internet capabilities. And collective Christhood is now maturing in the global mind with the Aquarian energies of freedom in love. So keep the faith that it's all in divine order, which becomes self-evident as we become more aware of the language of the heavens and language of consciousness that can read the signs of the times that are truly profound for those with eyes to see, which brings me to the full moon article I published yesterday on the HeartCom Network homepage, and I provided a link to this article in the show notes for today. It's called Five Signs You Are Mastering Cosmic Love. And since the full moon was in Sagittarius when I wrote that, I tuned into the sun-moon axis of Gemini-Sagittarius, which is like the left brain, right brain axis, respectively. The sun in Gemini is more so a personal left brain egoic energy, and the moon in Sagittarius is more so a collective right brain intuitive energy. And this polarity relationship of the sun and full moon at this time is analogous to the difference between the Piscean Age and the Aquarian Age, the former being the initiations of personal Christhood, and the latter being the initiations of collective Christhood, you know, the second coming of Christ in the collective conscience of humanity. So that's the backstory for this article on Five Signs You Are Mastering Cosmic Love. The preface for this article, I gave a little intro overview and saying that this article orients a higher mental concept of one universal cosmic love. Of course, I'm framing that with geometric thought form, spiritual geometry, you know, the love model, with the five signs, the five dimensional frames of reference, you might say, that define, refine, and shine the enlightened components to the capstone, the creative ascent process for personal and global upgrade of perception with light language, the language of consciousness as cultural DNA, you know, the currency of conscience, for the currents of conscientious common sense unity in our diversity. Now, the understanding of energy and where attention goes to focus attention grows, this principle is, I'm orienting it here with four lines that kind of are a synopsis of this kind of dimensional orientation. And these lines go, where intention goes, focused attention grows. With love retention, ascension energy flows. With conscious ascension, 5D light glows. And in good conscience, discernment knows. Now, this is kind of a play on words that keys into the processes of consciousness. And it's a way of orienting metaphorically the language of light and consciousness and the whole process whereby pure intention focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in a dimension of full comprehension. And I play with these words a lot, but the orientation to processes of consciousness and light language is something I explain in more detail in the links I provide in the article. And those who are new to the way I write using geometric thought forms as universal archetypal frames of reference for processes of consciousness can read or click on the links that I provided when I talk about the creative ascent process or light language. They're hyperlinked to websites that go into great detail and what I mean by that. And the concepts are keynotes, you might say, or highlights for framing the concept of the dimensions of consciousness, the processes of consciousness, the learning process, the creative process, the language of light of consciousness. And I sometimes refer to this ascension process of engaging the 5D conscience or 5D light. And again, I provide links for that 5D light, 5D conscience. They go to a page that are like chapters of an e-book. And in other words, each of these articles that I write like this are like an e-book, with the chapters being the hyperlinks going into details in more depth for those who are not familiar with the concepts that are new to my writings. And those who are familiar with them, when they see the term light language and have read the background information on that concept, can skip right over without reading, clicking on the link and reading about it in more depth. So this is a way for basically addressing neophytes as well as initiates. There's people new to the list. There's more than 9,000 people on my email list now. And so when I send these weekly or biweekly articles out to the HeartComm network, which, again, these articles are all archived. Those who are new to it can go more in-depth, review previous articles, or just read the hyperlinks within current articles to get the insight and outlook for understanding the overview, you might say. So skip to the bottom of this article that I'm referencing in the preface here for video highlights of the week. I've been doing these compendiums with highlights of the week at the bottom of the page. Sometimes there are videos, sometimes there's articles. Where there's two articles from this last week regarding the ascension of one's Christ-like light and personhood. The concept of the Christ-like consciousness and the Christ-like presence, personhood. And there's also a video on the initiations of cosmic fire that are going on now with this grand trine and fire signs. So these are timely videos that are referencing something that's going on in the collective consciousness right now that you can, like I say, I am hoping to have time to get to the bottom of this article and give more information on these videos. But anyway, this is the kind of a way for people who want to skip right to the good stuff or the video highlights. They without listening to me or if they're reading the article, they can skip right to the bottom. And I quite often provide that option in my preface. So going into the five signs you are mastering cosmic love, this article is in regard to a process for engaging the currency of conscience. And again, that's hyperlinked. This understanding the currency of conscience, currency of consciousness, the currency of conscience with a capital C, as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, it's like E equals MC squared, where C is the the symbol for the speed of light, and as you approach the speed of light, all time and space becomes relative. Well, this is what happens as we become conscious of how we are conscious. We develop, it's like having a conscience, and the currency of conscience is sometimes referred to as capstone conscience with the 5D power of love for ascension. And again, the power of love, the Holy Spirit of love and action, the power of love for ascension is a keynote theme that I've been writing increasingly about recently because more people are waking up to the ascension process, personal and planetary ascension, conscientious processes of consciousness that engage this conscious evolution, revolution, revelations process. So, at the beginning of this article, I give an orientation again with hyperlinks, going into more depth on this overview statement regarding this understanding of the flow of conscientious energy through any system, and I'm referring to capstone conscience of a 5D nature, acts to organize that system along more enlightened lines that frame the evolutionary ascent process with love, intention, attention, retention, and ascension. Again, there's these dynamics in the process I use this love model, geometrically ordered divinity or spiritual geometry, as archetypal frames of reference, pure geometry frames of reference, that are truly universal. The fractal order of the holographic universe. There's geometric principles that are operant from the atomic to the galactic. These are universal principles, and they're a combination of right dynamic energy fields, round magnetic energy fields, radiant energy fields that are integrated in different ways to basically spiritualize matter. You might say the spirit that matters on Earth as in cosmos at large, there are certain principles that are truly universal. So, I mean, it's all in divine order. God has methods, geometrically ordered divinity. In the beginning, God geometrized, and in the end, we become what we geometrize. So this is a theme, concept, frame of reference that's kind of unique to HeartCom Network. That I know of, hear it anywhere else as far as a unified field theory of consciousness and the processes of consciousness that basically are the governing principles of the holodeck, you know, between our ears. From upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, foresight, to rear brain, hindsight, there are principles in the holodeck that govern the flow of energy. And again, where attention goes, energy flows. And going into more detail in that process is what I'm going to go into today. So these geometrized signs that frame, you know, this language of consciousness, the processes of consciousness, these signs that your consciousness is maturing, that's what I'm going into. These are, you know, the understanding of this process of self-mastery, processes of consciousness, the five signs you're mastering cosmic universal love. So to begin with, I'm going to go into the linear left brain logical letter of the law, the L in the love model. And this is, you might say, a process whereby your left brain linear logic and egoic way of thinking about yourself, your self-image, is maturing with the language of consciousness, light language, and pattern recognition skills to connect the dots and get the whole picture of these love codes for personal and planetary ascension around the rites that radiate in integrated ways. Now, again, this L linear logical left brain letter of the law, your self-image, how you think about yourself, your self-image is maturing. That's one of the first signs that your processes of consciousness, your own personal self-mastery is maturing with this, you might say, this cosmic love interface, these love codes. And the second sign is, the first sign is the linear L, the second sign is the nonlinear O, which corresponds to your right brain nonlinear spherical intuition and egoic way of feeling about yourself, your self-esteem, how you feel about yourself. And it's maturing with heart coherence. Basically, this is a frequency that's systemic throughout the unified field of the universe. It's a golden ratio algorithm of your heart rhythm when you're in the frequency of holy compassion and joy and divine love. And so this is a sign that you're mastering cosmic love when you're aware of this process whereby your right brain intuition is being developed from more of the egoic to the divine, so that when you're feeling about yourself, your self-esteem is maturing with heart coherence and empathy skills, whereby you intuitively know higher power with the power of a love as atonement, at one-ment, beyond what is referred to as the acronym SIN, stuck in negativity, and duh, dense, unconscious, and heartless. So beyond sin and duh, you might say, is heart coherence and empathy skills. And you know you're mastering this the language of cosmic love, the principles of cosmic love, when you tune into this process within yourself that is maturing with heart coherence and empathy skills. The third principle is an integration of the first two. You know, it's the principle of the V, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, which is, you might say, the moment-to-moment interaction in your left and right brain hemispheres and how they are maturing with creative learning capabilities that balance left or right brain dominance for a higher synergy in the trinity of personal and planetary power, wisdom, and love, this threefold flame of power in the, you might say, the left brain sense of power, wisdom in terms of right brain, holistic, spherical, and spherical consciousness, intuitive knowing, and love as the coherence factor that integrates, power and wisdom within us. And as this synergy in the trinity of the left brain and the right brain, there's brain switching going on moment to moment all the time within us. And as that builds momentum towards wholeness, then consciousness, wholeness in terms of self-determined co-creation with love, with universal law, language, conscience, then you're in a process of maturing and mastering, you might say, the language of the holodeck between your ears with these principles that are the operant principles of, you might say, your operating system for your brain hemispheres. This is the biological model of the left brain, right brain, again, upper brain, lower brain, forebrain, rear brain, like this cosmic cue between your ears. There are energy field principles and a holographic field that's actually a torus field of energy field in the brain, in between the brain hemispheres, and they measure this now. They use Kirlian photography to photograph it. They use electroencephalographs and other brain scan technologies now that they're documenting that these processes are truly universal as a function of torus fields within fields, like the torus field around the heart chakra, which is like the strongest magnetic fields of the body, are actually what powers of the torus field of consciousness, you know, between the ears. So what's going on then with the fourth principle of these five signs? The fourth sign is the symbol of the square, with the cross through the middle of the square and the circle in the middle, which represents, you might say, like looking down on the pyramid of self or civilization, and you're looking down on the capstone at the center of this pyramid of self and civilization. And so the sometimes referred to as the E in the love model is your whole brain integration, which is the integration of the first three principles, the L, O, and the V in all four quadrants, all four quads. Your left brain, right brain, forebrain, and rear brain, these four quads are maturing with enlightened self-interest for self-correcting self-governance of a self-elevating sovereignty nature that involves and evolves conscience from left hemisphere to right, upper brain to lower brain, and forebrain, foresight to rear brain, hindsight. So this is sometimes referred to as cosmic cube, this fourth principle, because it's really a 3D that leaves the fourth dimension in time and fifth dimensional capstone conscience. And that's the fifth principle. The fifth sign is the sign, you might say, of the capstone times, you know, for the creative ascent process, the capstone, whereby your higher conscious vision synergizes these L, O, V, and E, the linear, nonlinear, trinity, and four, you know, the four-sided archetypal geometrized integration in the components to the capstone, the creative ascent process. And again, I'm referring to this creative ascent process as a process that integrates in this fifth sign, the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization. You go, you know, from the base to the crown, you go from the foundation, all four sides of being, whether you're talking about the archetypes of Jung or fire, air, water, and earth, or the four winds of the Native Americans referred to, or the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical dimensions of being. These are all integrated in the capstone, and this process is maturing with divine direction as your higher self transcends egoic 3D consciousness while transmuting paradigm paralysis to achieve a self-realized vision of virtue and valor for the victory of 5D consciousness, five-dimensional consciousness. Now, this is a frame of reference, this love model, this geometric order of divinity, this spiritual geometry, is an archetypal model for understanding the concept of five-dimensional conscience. And even that, 5D conscience, I have an in-depth article on that. It's hyperlinked. It's another chapter of this ebook, you might say. You can click on that and go into the understanding of 5D conscience and linear, nonlinear, synergy consciousness, creative co-creation consciousness of both linear left brain and nonlinear right brain. These processes of consciousness are important because the more we, again, become conscious of how we are conscious, the language of consciousness, the more we develop a conscience with a capital C, the more we approach the speed of light, whereby time and space becomes relative to how we are conscious at any one moment. And this is the language of light of consciousness. These processes of consciousness are truly universal. They're holographic. They're all through the. They're basically the first principles of quantum field laws. From right dynamic to round magnetic to radiant, and their integration of these fields with these three universal energy dynamics from atomic to galactic. So this is, again, kind of a repeat for people that have been following this. Doesn't hurt to have a a synoptic review of it occasionally, but for people who are new to the subject and really want to understand what the maturing of divine direction looks like and how that works, there's an article on this concept of the fifth principle in divine direction, that how that is really a function of universal cosmic law, principles and processes that involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience. So again, this is a process that is maturing with your own understanding and mastery of cosmic love. And I've been, you know, working up to this for 10 years of doing shows on cosmic love. I've had, I began the series 10 years ago with an orientation to these principles, and those who have been following my writings over the last 10 years are more than familiar with more energy than you probably want, more information than you probably want to know. But those who have even more recently over the last couple years, I have basically, like riding a bicycle or doing anything else, the more you work at it, the better you get at it. If you're if your feedback circuits are open and you're learning. So like anything else, by doing it, you learn how to do it. And I sometimes say I don't learn fast, but I learn good. And at least that's my intention. And the last 2 years have been more of synopsis of these concepts, saying more with less and with hyperlinks in the articles that go into more detail on these processes of consciousness that really are universal. They're like the biological model called biomimicry. There are laws that follow the biological model of the energies, the chakras in the body, again, the torus field in the heart, in the brain, and the principles whereby we have cognitive function and whereby we direct energy. And again, pure intention focuses energy, focuses attention with love's retention. That's what pure intention leads to, is love's retention for conscious ascension in a dimension of full comprehension, 5D conscience and beyond. Because, you know, there's many mansions in God's kingdom, so to speak. There's many dimensions of consciousness above and beyond which we can even conceive, especially when we're steeped in 3D consciousness of a rather dense, unconscious nature sometimes. And if we're not conscious of how we're conscious, then we tend to be just conscious. We tend to be just, animals have conscience. I think, whether they have a soul with a conscience, it's more a highly evolved consciousness. Whereby, humans are conscious of how they are conscious. They have a conscience. They have a biofeedback loop, you might say, whereby they can, do creative learning and co-creation with higher energies that can inspire them in direct consciousness in a more enlightened way. And this is the upward mobile evolutionary, conscious evolutionary ascent process. So those who are really into taking their conscious evolution by the horns, so to speak, self-regulating, self-governing, in a self-correcting, self-perfecting, self-learning, self-mastery, self-elevating way of you might say, salvation, upward mobile self-elevation, is a learning process which the language of consciousness with these frames of reference helps to comprehend. So these five signs, these pure geometry signs of the times, you might say, the signs of the Aquarian age, quantum age times, herald back to the conscious evolution, revolution, revelations that are now, you might say, matriculating the matrix of global net reality with telecommunication tools and processes that culture, T, TLC, as in tender loving care, at the heart of telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, holistic healing, and TLC currents for telecommerce with the heart. And again, the heart coherence factor is an important part of this process, of this model. Heart coherence is the key to mind congruence, and this is what's going on with the matriculation of the matrix and the global mind, global consciousness, the family of mankind in a global village, where we're evolving with a wholly new social conscience in our interactive, instant everywhere interactive social networks globally. You know, we've got billions of people on Facebook alone. I have, 1.8 billion people, I believe, now that are networking globally with, you know, with universal translation capabilities between languages. You know, instant translation capabilities. There's this rapid, I call it matriculation of the matrix. Some people would say that this is basically just involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness with the this currency of conscience. And this is the currency that underwrites the valuation of the next economy, globally, on the cusp of the millennial Aquarian age as the golden age dispensation of freedom and love. Now, this is something that's an important subject now. One of the reasons I'm writing about this now, basically pulling out the stops to convey the concept, is because there's a global economic reset, the GCR it's called, that's going on now. It's going on behind the scenes, and this is going on behind the scenes now because so it doesn't disrupt the global economy any more than it already is. It's going on quietly behind the scenes, this global economic reset. And we're talking about a gold standard not only physically with the BRICS nations and the Eastern, you might say the Eastern China, India, Russia, and you might say the Eastern Hemisphere of the Earth is cooperating with a gold-backed system to develop what's called a basket of currencies that can be used for currency and trading worldwide. And this is a big story. And the key for the success of that story is the understanding of the currency of conscience that underwrites the valuation of telecommerce. You might say commerce with a heart. And, I mean, you know, commerce is only as good as the morality, you know, that infuses it. You know, win-win rather than win-lose. And that's the old paradigm, win-lose, that was much of the problems and wars and religious conflicts throughout the Piscean Age. We're coming into Aquarius now with a new, you know, unity consciousness is emerging, a new common sense with our new instant everywhere interactive social conscience and social networks. And this is very quickly culturing the valuation of the next economy, you know, at the cusp of this millennial Aquarian age, which is sometimes referred to as the quantum age, because quantum laws and language, the language of consciousness, the language of energy, and the currency of conscience that regulates this process will be huge as our communication processes evolve, you know, telecommerce with telecommunications for telecommunity, you might say real community rather than virtual community, with teleconscience, with a capital C, as in heart coherence with mind congruence, and telecare in terms of global holistic healing with information databases for the analysis, prevention, and management of all disease. All these technologies, we're right on the cusp of seeing them mature for virtually a golden age on Earth. And this is our divine destiny, of course. And whether it happens sooner rather than later, depends on a lot of factors that require cooperation and coordination and collaboration of our resources spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. So basically the principle here is that the more one dwells on a God of love, divine love, the more that divine love dwells within. Kind of self-evident truth there. And the higher the concept of love, and I'm referencing, again, cosmic love as far as universal law language, frames of reference for the language of consciousness itself, the higher the concept, the understanding of this universal love, the greater the results for manifestation in as the spirit of universal law language in you on earth as in cosmos at large. In other words, the kind man of God love vision thus sees divine love raising up mankind. It's like we are in the universe and the universe is within us. And the interface for that relationship, the more universal that understanding is of the universal law language, the more universalizing is the effect. Unity and diversity, common sense, unity conscience, however you want to say it. We're talking about the currency of conscience that's dedicated to the one-eye love. The song is dedicated to the one-eye love. and the song here, in this case, is a universal harmony, heart coherence factor. It's love in terms of form and frequency. Frequency as far as the harmonics, form in terms of geometric order divinity or geometry of divinity or spiritual geometry as the fractal order of the holographic universe, basically the order of the universe. So I love this quote by Dr. David R. Hawkins, The Eye of the Eye, from the book, his book, The Eye of the Eye. That's E-Y-E of the eye, as in upright eye. And he says, to understand the nature of God, it is necessary only to know the nature of love itself. To truly know love is to know and understand God. And to know God is to understand love. And this is like the principle of faith. Is the first of the, according to the Ascended Master teachings, faith is the first of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Faith is the first step on the initiatic path of the initiate. I mean, without faith, we cannot know God, but with faith, it's like the spirit of I am, I can, I will, I do, done deal, winning from the beginning, fantastic, and getting better. You know, that's the power of faith, and it leads to all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you might say. I mean, it's been said that discernment is the first gift of the Holy Spirit. Well, discernment comes through faith. Fearless faith neutralizes faithless fear. So faith is a keynote here. And the experience of being in God, you know, being in God, you know, having faith is the Gnostic way of knowing unity and diversity. Now, those who've studied the Gnostics, the community, the Essene community that Jesus came out of, the Gnostic community, and the Gnostics communities, that what they were into, they're into knowing God, and knowing this unity and diversity, as above, so below, as within, so with all, one's real self, as in cosmos at large. So, again, I'm referring to the currency of attention for ascension of personal and planetary sovereignty. This is basically co-creation with God, with love, is a sovereignty issue. The flow of creator's energy, as pure intention through a system, acts to organize that system. These are the principles, these five signs of the first principles of personal and planetary sovereignty. So when a system of mass-to-mass telecommunication is centered and connected with love, this geometric order divinity, this love model of a true universal nature, that love will act to geometrize, harmonize, and otherwise organize this system with more love as intention, attention, and retention, for ascension of 5D comprehension. Again, I'm repeating these concepts from before, but it's like I'm metaphorically massaging the concept in multiple ways to give a more of a holistic frame of reference or orientation to these concepts, which would otherwise be rather abstract. I mean, Christ spoke in parables. And the parables were largely agricultural parables because it was the agricultural age. Well, we're in the quantum science age, and so the metaphors I use quite often I refer to these processes of consciousness, quantum field laws and language of light and energy and consciousness, because we're in the quantum age now. Everything is energy. And so the laws and language of energy and how it flows and where it goes and how it's directed and perfected, that's, the orientation I've been giving. That's been my intention. And that's what this article goes into. So again, the higher the concept of love as universal law language, the greater the results for upgrading the whole system. Now, we're talking about the whole system as far as telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, holistic healing, and telecommerce, social, political, and economic systems. And again, the principle, where intention goes, energy flows, for better or worse. So we focus on light energies, the language of consciousness, and light energies as far as not heavy energies, light energies, for a self-fulfilling prophecy. In other words, where intention goes, energy flows. So basically, see the good, focus on the light for a self-fulfilling prophecy. And conversely, if we focus on dark energies, it's like praying for what you don't want. Because again, cosmic laws, universal laws, where energy goes, tension flows, and it tends to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So obviously, the first principle here is, keep the faith, see the good, make it so. More light, love, easier and faster. So there's a video that in the article at this point, and the video is by cellular biologist Bruce Lipton, PhD, and he reveals the connection between quantum theory and feelings. And this is a really important video, which is why I'm including it. It's recent. It was just published about a month ago, March 29th, and a couple months ago. And I think what I'm going to do is just play just about a minute of it.
The world is in a state of evolution. And what I mean by evolution is not a physical evolution. Humans are not going to change into something different. The evolution that we're really experiencing now is an evolution in consciousness. A consciousness that has in the past separated us as individuals. A consciousness that has been programmed with a belief that life is a struggle and that we're out here to survive. We have to be in competition with each other and undercut and undermine. And we were acting as individuals, looking for our own individual power. But in today's world, there's a new understanding that the evolution is an evolution of consciousness, an evolution of an expansion of we are more than just these physical entities, that there is an energy involved. In Newtonian physics...
Now I'm going to stop it there because he goes into the physics and the quantum science, what's going on in terms of how we communicate through energy, and the connection with our feelings and emotions, energy in motion, and the science is profound in this process, and people are becoming more aware of it. Dr. Lipton has a brilliant book called The Biology of Belief that probably a lot of people listening have tuned into and are aware of, and those who have really love Bruce Lipton and how he talks about this understanding of quantum physics and basically quantum consciousness, and how, you know, the emotional connection is very close to the physical manifestation, you know, energy in motion. And again, this is that process whereby intention focuses attention, and that momentum of how, what we think and feel, and how that affects not only our consciousness and the consciousness of others, how it connects to the quantum field with others, but how it actually manifests physically in our DNA, and actually can change our genetics and our health. And there's so much empirical proof of this process that's just amazing with the latest research on the DNA and consciousness and morphogenesis, as far as the transformation of the spirit matter connection through, you might say, upgrading our consciousness of how we are conscious, and in the process becoming more conscious of a higher 5D nature. So I found that video is only about, the video by Dr. Lipton is only about 5 minutes long, and I think it's a really good benchmark of this understanding of these signs, a different way of understanding these five signs that you're mastering the processes of consciousness, you know, the language of cosmic love. So there's another video after this one by Dr. Lipton in the article, and he goes into this video goes into the double slit experiment, which is rather famous. It's one of the most famous experiments that with quantum physics that show how focused intention influences perceived outcomes. And again, it's like a proving of these principles, these quantum principles, these five signs of ascension times, you might say, that I've referred to, these geometric signs. This is the science that gets into the understanding of focused intention, how it influences our perceived outcomes. Basically, what we conceive, believe, and achieve, that process with the double slit experiment, there's some real counterintuitive science that is rather mind-blowing. And there's a short video here, and actually there's two videos. After the first video that I've embedded in the article, there's another video on this groundbreaking study of, again, this. It's about, there's a video, another video on this double slit experiment. And it's good to watch both of them because it's like hearing the same thing in two different ways from two different sources regarding this groundbreaking study of how human consciousness collapses the quantum wave function. And it's a little bit more scientific than the first video. The first video is rather cartoonish. You know, it's like 5D conscience for dummies or quantum science for dummies. But at the same time, you know, it's good for me. You know, it's like I say, I like to take it from the simple to the profound, just as kind of a review, because these concepts are rather abstract, understanding the quantum field science, the language of consciousness, the processes of consciousness. So this is an article just published, the second article on this double slit experiment was just published June 7th, just a few days ago, from collectiveevolution.com. And you can click on that, see the article and a video, goes into more detail. So anyway, this is this orientation, these five signs, these five signs are an orientation to these first principles of conscious evolution, revolution, revelation, as you might say. And this is why attitude, not aptitude, determines altitude, whether you soar with the eagles on Thermals of Grace, or Scratch with the Turkeys on Bugs of Begrudge. So as the veil thins and quantum reality wins, the net reality implications are profound. And what goes around comes around, so it's a good time to network for the net worth of our conscious ascent. So see the good and make it so. And that's a wrap for today. Finish out with a meditation. And love to talk with you here and again in a couple weeks. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness, the five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on Earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.